It was Arthur Jones playing for the Western Bulldogs, drafted pick number 43 in the draft just gone. The boy from Claremont joins us on the line. Arthur, good morning.
Good morning.
We're great, mate. Nice to have you with us on the program. Now, my understanding is we spoke to someone yesterday from WA who has been spending the summer in WA, has only been in Melbourne for a little while. How long have you been in Melbourne for?
As of last Sunday, a week.
Right. How are you finding it?
Fairly different. really exciting. Not much to say. Hey, just very excited to be over here finally, and I'm happy to take this opportunity with both hands.
Yeah, good on you. You're a elite speed. You got great agility. There's not much of you. 65 kegs. Are you trying to put a little bit of weight on, or is this one of your assets that you're light and zippy, and that's your thing?
I'm trying to put on a little bit of weight, but also keep my speed, you know?
Yep.
I think I got drafted for my speed, so hopefully I could use my strength and use that as a weapon, and hopefully in a couple of months start playing AFL.
If you need some tips on how to put on some weight, Arthur, I'll give you my number afterwards, and I can give you a chat because I can have that got that covered for you.
I would suggest don't put that number in your phone. So what's training been like for you then? If you've been back in Perth doing your own things with some great help, but hanging out with the boys and doing the training the last week or so, what's that been like?
Very different to WA system. So the Waffle system is like, it's like the VFL system, but less training days. Basically, after the draft, you kind of just wanted to be over here with the boys and train with the Bulldogs. But, it just felt different. Like, we had different volume sessions, different conditioning sessions than what the Bulldogs boys had here. And so I was completing the training sessions with Claremont, the team that I was with. And then after that, I had to do an extra 3-4 Ks just because I wasn't doing enough. And then last Thursday when I had my first session, that felt great. We only had a 8K session, but that 8Ks was a lot. due to different running tempo and different systems and different muscles getting activated. So it was very different, but wouldn't have it any other way.
For a Bulldog supporter who is listening to this interview, Arthur, when we say that you are a relation of the Cracker family or part of the Cracker family, a lot of people get really excited because of what the Crackers have been able to do over a long period of time. Explain the link to us.
We're really, really close. So my mother's mother, and my nan, is the Cracker brothers' sister.
Ah, right. Yep.
So they're my pops. They're my great pops. And we're really, really close. So my mother grew up in Mount Barker, where they originated from. And then they were really close back then. And then obviously they moved to Melbourne for footy. And then when they came back, Mum was still there. So we still had that strong connection with them. And, they loved their little sister, which was my mum's mum. And then turned out they loved Mum. And then ended up, they loved me, so it all worked out.
Fantastic.
Now, you're living with Jamara, I believe, so he knows a fair bit about walking into a pretty good team. How are you dealing with that?
Great, actually. You've got to learn the different standards and just got to learn the different lifestyle. And to be honest, if it wasn't with Jamara, who I was living with, I would want to live with Bont. Like, just the way that they prep for each training session and the way they do their self-prep is outstanding.
Well, he's one of our good friends here, the Bont, too. So what we know, his standards, absolutely, and he's one of the all-time greats. So you can jump on his coattails and you'll be fine. What about your expectations for this year, Arthur? Do you expect to be playing?
See, that's a hard one. That's a very hard one. Like, every man's dream is to play ASL, but knowing how prestige and how strong this club is, I would love to play, but obviously as a fresh as a fresh draftee and the size I am, I think I'm going to have to bite my tongue and wait my time. But if I get the opportunity, I'm going to take it with both hands.
I've got a feeling the Bulldogs fans listening are licking their lips at your attitude and what might be on offer for you and for the Bulldogs this year and also in the next, hopefully, 15 years, your AFL career. Arthur, good luck to you, mate. Nice to chat to you. We'll be watching with great interest through season 2022.
Thank you for having me on the show.